Dylan Gallagher here for another daily episode of Some Things to Think About. If you're an entrepreneur or business owner trying to increase your profits or increase the value of your business, then these little shots every day are meant to give you some things to think about that help you get there. Today's topic is driven by a headline that I read yesterday night that got me thinking about pretty consistent experiences I've had over the past 20 years of working with small, medium-sized businesses and the entrepreneurs and teams that run them. So here's the headline. Abercrombie & Finch's stock plummets on the news that it won't sell itself. And so the little blurb is Abercrombie & Finch's stock just plummeted, and here's why. So the reason is the market, everyone was anticipating that Abercrombie & Finch would sell itself, and they've decided not to. And I've got the link in the description below if you want to read the article for yourself. But it got me thinking about just this theme that emerges with entrepreneurs and businesses, or entrepreneurs and business owners that have struggling businesses. Now, Abercrombie & Finch is in the public market, and so everything they do is on a stage. But the work that I do every day is with private businesses and private corporations. And sometimes the obvious answer is not always the answer that you want to go with. I know that that defies logic, because people will tell you, or there's an engineering rule, or there's an engineering principle that says, you know, kind of your first answer is probably your best answer. But when you've got a struggling business, I've noticed that sometimes you do have to call it a day and you have to shut it down. And my experience has been with real estate projects in particular, because they tend to be single purpose. There's a single destination: get a property built and sold and collect your cash. But when it comes to something like a business with a lot of moving parts, if the underlying business is providing a product or service that people want, then a lot of times it's simply just managing the difference between your top line and your bottom line that gets you over the hump. And I have, in the last 2 years, been in situations where companies have owed millions of dollars and their balance sheet doesn't, on the surface, have, or not on the surface, their balance sheet simply doesn't have the assets to support the obligation. However, the underlying business generates real cash from real customers who are paying to get real value for the money that they're spending. And so in these workout situations where there's millions of dollars of debt that has to be repaid for no conceivable means, it's the entrepreneurs that usually step up and say, look, we know we can shut our company down. We know we can bankrupt this thing and save ourselves a lot of pain. But at the end of the day, this business is us. This business reflects us. And so we're not going to do that. And I know in one particular case, there was a portfolio of businesses, and one of the businesses had to be shut down. It was actually shut down, but the decision was to not bankrupt it and to pay all of the suppliers that were owed money, because the suppliers that worked in this one business also, a lot of the relationships overlapped into some of the other businesses. So shutting the business down and bankrupting it so they didn't have to pay their vendors was not an option in their minds. They wanted to make good on the debt, and so they made they did the tough thing. They got on the phone, they called hundreds of suppliers and basically said, we can't pay you, but we're keeping our doors open. We're going to continue to operate, and if you can give us some time, then we will go ahead and make a proposal to you about how we're going to pay your debt off. And so as I was reading this Abercrombie & Finch headline today, you know, the news media wants to jump all over the company and say you should have sold yourself for 10 cents on a dollar, yada, yada, yada. You know, but underneath that, there's a management team, or there's a business that, with a little bit of love, with a little bit of TLC, can come back to life, and it just needs a little bit of help. And it's no different if you run a small or medium-sized business that's experiencing a lot of turmoil. For someone like me, you've got to make tough decisions and you've got to make tough calls, and those are really difficult to do. But once you've done it, fast forward a year, and if you've been successful at the turnaround and fixing the broken parts of your business, then you'll be happy that you made that decision, that you didn't shut it down. And so when is it time to shut your business down? Well, it's time when you just don't have passion for it anymore, when you don't think that there is anything beneath the surface worth saving. I myself have not been a part of a lot of those situations. I mean, sometimes it's obvious. You know, if you've lost passion for a business like the one I just alluded to earlier, the owners just simply lost their passion. They just simply could not get up every day and put the energy required into the business to make it work. So shutting it down, they had to do to save the other businesses that were in the portfolio. But that's few and far between. Most times the entrepreneur says, okay, this sucks. Obviously, I didn't know what I was doing, but I'm not going away and I'm going to make this work and I need help. Kind of sounds like, you know, someone who's maybe struggling with issues in their life, like alcohol or drugs. And you finally get to that point of resignation where you say, okay, I'm here. I need help. How do I do this? But if you put in the work, if you put in the effort and you take one day at a time, you might be surprised to see what happens a year out. So it's time to quit your business or it's time to shut your business down. If you've lost the passion and you don't have the energy to see it through the down times. However, if you're able to get up every day and continue to have that passion and energy and faith that your business is going to make it, then you shouldn't shut your business down. Make the hard decisions like Abercrombie & Fitch is doing. Don't take the easy road. Grind it out, and if you grind it out, you might be surprised at what's waiting for you on the other side of all of that work. So just a couple things to think about as you're cruising around today, and hopefully you find this encouraging. Make sure if you're listening through the podcast that you subscribe so you don't miss any of these episodes, and if you're watching on YouTube, make sure that you hit the subscribe button wherever it is for the same reason. Anyway, thanks for joining, and we'll see you again tomorrow.